Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testified in a House investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Her testimony before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee lasted for more than 6 hours, but her message was pretty simple, according to her later remarks to reporters.
I answered every one of their questions as fully as I could, based on what I knew. And what I knew is what I said in my statement this morning. I never met Jeffrey Epstein, never had any connection or communication with him.
The hearing was held behind closed doors, but Clinton posted her opening statement online. It says she never flew on Epstein's plane or visited his island and does not remember ever meeting him. She also criticized the committee for refusing to allow media, not holding public hearings, and not trying to call people who show up prominently in the Epstein files. Many Democrats question why Hillary Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, were called to testify and threatened with subpoenas. Republican James Comer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, justified the call for their testimony, noting that Ghislaine Maxwell was Epstein's main co-conspirator.
We know that obviously Maxwell was a guest at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. There weren't many people that went to that wedding. So, again, we're not accusing Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing. We know that Jeffrey Epstein said many times in emails that he was the first person to raise money for the Clinton Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, that he solicited money at some of his properties for the Clinton Foundation. Again, that's not saying anything's illegal, but there are a lot of questions pertaining to Secretary Clinton with respect to Epstein and his involvement in the Clinton Initiative and her relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Clinton's deposition was briefly paused after a Republican committee member, Lauren Boebert, took a photo of Clinton testifying, an apparent violation of House rules. Clinton advisor Nick Merrill spoke to reporters during the pause.
There were some photographs shared on social media, which is against chamber rules, that were read at the top of the meeting. So the hearing has been paused briefly while they figure out where the photo came from and why possibly members of Congress are violating House rules.
Democratic members of the House committee blasted the process in a news conference. They say they want to hear from former President Bill Clinton and also from current President Donald Trump. Representative Robert Garcia of California is the committee's ranking Democrat.
This committee has now set a new precedent about talking to presidents and former presidents. And we're demanding immediately that we ask President Trump to testify in front of our committee and be deposed in front of oversight Republicans and Democrats. And that should happen immediately. He is the person that appears almost more than anyone else in the committee, and it needs to happen right now.
Democrat Yasmin Ansari of Arizona says the Republican-controlled committee is not serious about the Epstein investigation.
And today we are sitting through an incredibly unserious clown show of a deposition where members of Congress and the Republican Party are more concerned about getting their photo off of Secretary Clinton than actually getting to the truth and holding anyone accountable.
She also emphasized that young people are watching.
If the most powerful people in the United States of America, the elite and rich and powerful men and women, are able to get away with these heinous crimes, then we are sending a horrible message to young people in this country that powerful people will always protect themselves and the rule of law does not apply to everyone.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.